Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
When you think of global pop dominance in the 2020s, one word stands out: K-pop. What started as a niche music genre from South Korea has become a global entertainment machine, filling stadiums, topping charts, and generating billions in revenue. But behind the dazzling performances, colorful visuals, and devoted fans lies one of the most carefully engineered business models in modern music. In this episode of Behind the Charts, we'll unpack how K-pop became not only a cultural force, but also a global business empire. The roots of K-pop stretch back to the 1990s, when South Korea's government and entertainment companies began to see music as both culture and export. The Asian financial crisis of 1997 hit the country hard, but the entertainment industry was identified as a sector with global potential. Companies like SM Entertainment, founded in 1995, began developing a system that would define the K-pop model, scouting young talent, training them rigorously, and debuting them as polished idols. At the core of the K-pop machine is the training system. Unlike in the West, where artists often emerge independently and then sign deals, K-pop idols are typically selected as teenagers and placed in years-long training programs. These programs include singing, dancing, acting, language lessons, media training, and even personal conduct guidelines. It's not unusual for trainees to spend 5 or more years preparing before debuting in a group. By the time they step on stage, they are fully packaged performers ready for global markets. This system requires enormous investment. Entertainment companies fund housing, lessons, choreography, music production, and styling for trainees. The risk is high. Only a fraction of trainees debut, and even fewer succeed. But when a group does break out, the returns are massive. Successful groups generate revenue streams from music sales, streaming, touring, merchandise, endorsements, and even television appearances. One of the defining features of K-pop is the group structure. Unlike solo stars dominating Western pop, K-pop thrives on groups with multiple members. BTS, BLA, CKPINK, EXO, and TWICE are just some examples. Groups allow companies to diversify appeal. Different members attract different fans. They also enable more complex choreography, visuals, and narratives. Within groups, members often take on specialized roles: leader, main vocalist, rapper, dancer, or visual. This segmentation creates deeper fan connections and increases engagement. Fan culture is another cornerstone. K-pop fandoms, known as ARMY for BTS or BLINKS for Blackpink, are among the most organized and passionate in the world. Fans don't just listen to music, they actively promote it. They coordinate streaming campaigns, buy albums in bulk, trend hashtags on Twitter, and vote in international award shows. This collective action amplifies K-pop's reach and turns fandom into an economic force. Merchandise sales are staggering, from light sticks used at concerts to fashion collaborations. In 2019, BTS merchandise alone was estimated to generate over $130 million in annual sales. Touring is another pillar of the business. K-pop groups sell out stadiums across Asia, North America, Europe, and Latin America. BTS's 2019 Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour grossed more than $115 million from just 20 shows. Blackpink became the first K-pop girl group to perform at Coachella, drawing global attention and boosting their international profile. These tours are spectacles, combining elaborate choreography, pyrotechnics, and immersive visuals. For companies, touring is both a revenue driver and a global marketing campaign. Endorsements and brand collaborations add another dimension. K-pop idols are among the most sought-after ambassadors for luxury fashion houses, beauty brands, and tech companies. Blackpink's members are individual faces of Dior, Chanel, Celine, and Saint Laurent. BTS partnered with brands from Samsung to Louis Vuitton. These endorsements are not just about celebrity status. They are carefully crafted partnerships that align idols with aspirational lifestyles. For brands, the payoff is access to a global, loyal, and young audience. The financial scale of K-pop is impressive. In 2021, South Korea's music exports were valued at over $750 million, with K-pop driving the majority. HYBE Corporation, BTS's management company, reported revenues exceeding $1 billion annually. K-pop is not just entertainment, it's a national industry and a global export strategy. The South Korean government has supported it through cultural diplomacy, with groups performing at international events and contributing to the country's soft power. But the model is not without criticism. The training system is often described as grueling, with long hours, strict diets, and limited personal freedom. Contracts, sometimes called slave contracts, have been criticized for heavily favoring entertainment companies. Trainees may accumulate debt for years of training, only repayable if they succeed. The pressure to maintain perfection, vocally, physically, and behaviorally, takes a toll on idols' mental health. Several high-profile cases of burnout and tragedy have sparked conversations about reform. Despite these challenges, the K-pop business machine continues to thrive because it has adapted. Companies now focus more on global audiences from the start. Training includes English, Japanese, and Chinese lessons to maximize international appeal. Social media is integrated into every strategy. Idols interact directly with fans on platforms like Weverse, Instagram, and TikTok, strengthening connections and fueling virality. Streaming platforms also played a role in K-pop's globalization. YouTube, in particular, has been critical. Music videos for BTS and Blackpink regularly break records for most views in 24 hours. Spotify has launched K-pop playlists that attract millions of listeners worldwide. In the era of algorithms, K-pop content thrives because it is designed to be visually captivating, instantly catchy, and shareable. Financial innovation has also entered the picture. HYBE experimented with issuing shares to fans, creating a unique investor-fan relationship. NFT projects and virtual concerts are being tested as new ways to monetize fandom. In many ways, K-pop is at the forefront of blending entertainment with technology. So how do the economics actually work for idols? For top groups like BTS or BLACKPINK, revenue comes from multiple streams: album sales, streaming royalties, touring, merchandise, endorsements, and investments. Members also earn from solo projects, from acting to fashion collaborations. While initial contracts may favour companies, global success gives idols leverage to renegotiate and secure better terms. For mid-level groups, survival depends heavily on merchandise and touring, since streaming payouts alone rarely cover costs. What makes K-pop unique is its synergy. It's not just music. It's a package of sound, visuals, fashion, fandom, and business strategy rolled into one. Every music video is a marketing campaign. Every concert is a global advertisement. Every idol is both a performer and a brand ambassador. Together, this creates an economic ecosystem that extends far beyond the charts. In the end, K-pop is more than catchy hooks and synchronized dance moves. It's a cultural and financial machine designed for global dominance. Behind the charts, the story of K-pop is about how discipline, fandom, and business strategy combined to create one of the most powerful forces in modern music.